Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past weekend, my sister Soleil came to visit. We cooked together, and I can't wait to share more. My dad just had his birthday, and I made him a special birthday treat. Stay tuned to hear more. I was featured in an article by a kid reporter with Scholastic News Kids Press Corps. Visit my Facebook page, Eliana Cook's fan page, to read it. By the time you hear this, I will have already gone, but on Saturday, February 28th, 2015, I'll be a featured chef on the main stage at the Kids Food Fest in New York City at Bryant Park. I'm so excited to be there with some of my previous show guests like Chop Chop Magazine, former executive pastry chef of the White House, Bill Yasses, Reed Alexander, and Bill Wurzel of Funny Food Art. Visit kidsfoodfestival.com for more info. Now, I'm excited to introduce our special guest, Daniel Schumacher. Daniel Schumacher, an enthusiastic eater and seasoned home cook, is constantly on the lookout for unique stories, delicious recipes, and food trucks. He began his career as a food writer and editor in New York City, working with nationally renowned teams at Food Arts and Gourmet Magazine, before moving down south to join the food department at Cottage Living in Birmingham, Alabama. Now, he serves as the editor of Louisiana Cookin' Magazine, which is the only national magazine for the connoisseur of Louisiana's unique culture, cuisine, and travel destinations. Published 6 times a year, each issue contains dozens of authentic recipes with tips from professional chefs and home cooks alike. Mr. Daniel, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. Now, Louisiana Cookin' Magazine is one of the premier food magazines in the state. How and when did the magazine begin?
Well, Louisiana Cookin' started here in New Orleans in September of 1998. The magazine's original publishers, Rami and Charlie Richard, were involved in Louisiana's sugarcane industry and published a magazine called Sugar Journal. They loved food so much that they started Louisiana Cookin' to share that love with people around Louisiana and around the country.
Yes, and so many people, you know, love the magazine. I love the magazine a lot, and I know other people do, and it's great that other people get to, you know, read and, you know, see the tastes from Louisiana, and they get to get the recipes and try them out, so they're getting all the authentic flavors and all the different foods that we have here in the magazine, which is really great, so I love that. Now, yes, of course. So how do you decide what recipes and interviews and everything else to include in the magazine? Is each issue themed?
Yes, each issue is themed. Some of these themes stay the same from year to year. Like in January and February, we have our Mardi Gras issue. And then in March, April, we usually focus on crawfish. But other themes change year to year. This year we have a travel issue in May, June, and we have a restaurant issue in October. Well, where it starts is that first we think about the season, which is actually the hardest part because we work 6 to 8 months ahead of time. Right now, for instance, we are getting started on our July issue. So then we look at different parts of Cajun and Creole cooking to figure out the best ways to make all of the different parts work together. And then finally, we look around the state to make sure we're covering as many of the different regions as we can, whether it's plate lunches in Shreveport or Boudin in Lake Charles or po' boy shops in New Orleans. It's all a big puzzle, and those are some of the pieces that go into it.
Right, you totally have to think about everything else other, you know, than just New Orleans, you know, whether, you know, you're talking about like Ponchatoula strawberries or whatever the case is. There's always something going on somewhere. There's pretty much a festival for like every day, I don't, you know, in Louisiana, we, you know, of course, love festivals. but yeah, there's just so much things, you know, different things to include. And, you know, like the crawfish one, I'm sure there's so many crawfish recipes that you probably had to choose from. And oh my gosh. And I know, like, I was in your Thanksgiving, like one of your Thanksgiving issues with Emerald on the cover. And I had like a whole like 10-page spread in there, which was fabulous. So I remember when I did that, and that was just so much fun. but I just love that. And I love all the different things that you include in your magazine. So whenever I see the magazine, I'll always say like, oh my gosh, the cover just looks amazing. Or, oh my gosh, the recipes in here are so awesome. I totally want to try this at home.
That's one of the hard parts, because I'm working with those recipes all day. I'm just hungry all the time.
I know, right? I mean, doing my radio show too always makes me hungry. Now, what do you see as the next food trends in Louisiana? And what about nationally?
Well, I can talk to you about Louisiana. It's really interesting right now because I see two trends that are coming up. One is that there are a lot of global influences coming into Louisiana cuisine. And then the flip side of that is that a lot of really traditional things that were almost lost are making a comeback. A lot of chefs, especially in South Louisiana and New Orleans, are embracing Vietnamese flavors. And as well as Central American flavors. You're seeing that in New Orleans with restaurants like Mofo and Aranya and Shaya. These chefs are, in some cases, going to the roots of Creole cuisine, which is made up of many different cultures from all around the world. And they're just kind of looking at those cultures a little bit more closely and integrating them with things that Louisianans are more familiar with. So then the other part is that over in Acadiana, in Cajun country, we're seeing, or at least I'm seeing, a lot of new artisanal butchers, and there's a group called putting on boucheries throughout the year. And a boucherie is where a whole community gets together to harvest a pig, and the chefs will come and they'll make different cuts, and then all make different sausages all over the course of one day, and then share it with the community. So it's a really neat community-oriented thing that we're seeing more of now.
Well, I am totally loving these trends. I mean, I love international cuisine and all those different things. So I always, you know, embrace all the different, you know, cultures from around the world and everything. Just, yeah, I cook all different kinds of cuisines, and I love Vietnamese. I can eat pho every single day. It's just so awesome. And, you know, everything else, I just love, like, going to the Vietnamese restaurant and ordering these fantastic things. Like, there's a Vietnamese restaurant called Mint, and it is fantastic. It's so great. I mean, I love the coconut waffles and the fried chicken and the little bao tacos and everything. It's just so awesome. So I know, and I love the traditional things as well, but, you know, some of them do more modern twists and others stay more traditional, which is really great. So you get to taste a little bit of both. And I love that. And I love the whole boucherie thing too. That sounds like so awesome, just to have that really fresh sausage, like the day of, and just everybody gets a taste of it and different parts. So that sounds just totally delicious. Yum.
Yes.
Now, are there any new restaurants or up-and-coming chefs that we should be on the lookout?
Well, that's a difficult topic for me because Louisiana Cooking is mostly a magazine centered toward home cooks. So I don't get to spend as much time eating out at different restaurants as I'd like. But there are a lot of great new chefs doing really interesting things. You know, here in New Orleans, because I spend most of my time here, but I do travel throughout the state. Here in New Orleans, I mentioned Shaya. That's a restaurant that is showcasing Israeli food.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Harrell, who used to be the chef at Sylvain, is opening up a restaurant in the French Quarter called Angeline. That should be showcasing really interesting new Louisiana food. Over in Lafayette, Dark Roux opened up recently, and they're doing really cool stuff with incredibly local ingredients from Acadiana. I've not been there yet, but it's on the top of my list.
Oh, wow, that sounds awesome.
And then last week, I went to Kala in Lake Charles, and the chef there just kind of just blew me away with there's all sorts of different meats and meat trays and different fritters. Everything is really, I can't wait to go back anymore.
That sounds awesome.
That's really the biggest thing.
Oh, we'll definitely have to hit up some of those places. That sounds really awesome. I can't wait to go check them out, and I'm really excited for them. Well, read Louisiana Cooking Magazine while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
What do you want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with Daniel Schumacher, editor of Louisiana Cookin' Magazine. Now, let's find out more about you personally, Mr. Daniel. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Well, it's not a dish, but my favorite meal to cook is brunch. My wife and I get up early, and we'll fix ourselves something easy to eat, and then we'll get to work. I love making crispy cornmeal waffles, and then adding something savory and spicy, like a pulled pork or a braised duck, and then we put an egg on it. It looks fancy, it tastes great, and it's a lot of fun to serve to friends.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so good. You're totally going to have to invite me over one time. It sounds good. I mean, if it's like super crispy, and then you have like that nice pulled pork, and then, I mean, the egg just totally makes it. And do you do like where you cut it and it just kind of runs out? And oh yeah, that's
what I go for. It doesn't always work out, but that's
but. But yeah, but when it does work, it makes it so beautiful, and you take the picture and it's like, oh my gosh, like mouthwatering. Oh yeah, totally. I mean, brunch is so good, especially when you're on the weekends and you wake up late and it's, you know, around like 11 and you're just cooking something and it's like, you know, either Eggs Benedict or, you know, something that is just what, you know, whatever you feel like. I love, my mom and I, we love breakfast and all that, but we really love brunch too, because you can just kind of combine them into one to make an awesome like meal. So brunch is really good. Whoever invented it was like super smart.
They definitely were, and actually it might have been invented here in New Orleans.
Really? I did not know that. Well, that's good to know, something new. I love that. So can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
Well, I'm going to throw that back to you. Do you think your readers would like a disaster, a funny story, or something sweet?
You know, how about funny? Maybe something funny, like a funny disaster.
Okay. So Right after I started working in food, I was in New York City. I was probably 22, 23 years old, and I was working for Gourmet Magazine. One day, one of the editors I was working with called me into his office and gave me a 20-pound smoked ham. And I was just beside myself with joy because I was making almost no money. I really loved what I was doing, but I mean, it was just, you know, all of this food in one piece was just the best thing that had happened to me all week. So I get home from work. I'm on the subway. It's all like packed in New York. It's just wall-to-wall people. Get back to my apartment. I've never dealt with a ham like this before. So I opened up the instructions, and I had to hang it in a cold, dark place. And like my apartment was not much bigger than a closet, so there were no cold, dark spaces. And I ended up having to soak it in a waste paper bin that I had to buy for a week. I had to soak it in water for a week in my living room, and the two other people I lived with were not happy about that. And I think I ate that ham for about 3 months.
I was going to say 20 pounds for just you. That could last you forever.
It just about did. It filled up the freezer and I ate it forever.
I bet. And I'm sure people, when you're on the subway, are probably like, oh, what's going on? Probably giving you some weird looks.
Yeah. I might have been the strangest smelling person on the subway that day.
Oh, yeah, totally. And did it make the apartment smell, too?
Yeah.
But in the end, it tasted good, which is the important part.
It's true. It definitely did.
Yeah, well, so next time, you know, maybe put it somewhere where you can't really smell it as much, not in your living room.
Yeah, well, I didn't have many choices.
But yeah,
the bedroom, the living room, or the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, not the bathroom. So
no, definitely.
And maybe not where you sleep. So I mean, you didn't have many options. So I guess you had to. So now let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
A few years ago at an event called Boudin Bourbon and Beer, I had a bite of nutria, which I'm sure you know is a marsh rat here in Louisiana.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And I can tell you it was not delicious. I think it was cooked about as well as it could have been cooked. if somebody else gave it to me, I would try it. And that leads into the second part of the question, is that I will try almost anything again. If I run into something I don't really like, I give it the benefit of the doubt and try it again a different way later on.
You know, I do the same thing. You know, there's things that I particularly don't, you know, like, not, there are very many, but I know, like, one thing I don't, like, I know I'm not very fond of is durian. I've had it, mm-hmm. like, I mean, I've had it once. I haven't had it many times, so I can't say I don't like it, especially since your taste buds change, you know, all the time, and you like new flavors, or you, all of a sudden, you just don't like this. So, I mean, if, you know, if I had to, I would, you know, try it again. And, I mean, I don't say, oh, I hate this forever just because I tried it one time, or I just had a bad experience with it. So there's always, exactly. You know, that one thing you're like, oh, well, you know, I could try it again. So, I mean, if somebody offered me nutria, I don't know if I would particularly be, you know, fond of the idea. I mean, I don't know if I want to think about, oh, putting like marshy rats in my mouth, but
yeah,
I don't know. Well, you know,
you never know.
You know, yeah, you didn't. You never know. But I love Boudin Bourbon and Beer, though, and I've had some pretty, I have had like pretty awesome things there. I've only been there once because I worked there, you know, with Noka. We were there, which was really awesome. And I got to work with Chef Tori, and he was like, oh, hey, Eliana, why don't you come work with me? And he did like these pork belly truffles Boudin truffles or one of those. And I don't know, it was so good with this like sauce on top, and it was fantastic. Whatever he did, it was like amazing. But there were so many like you know, crazy ideas and different things that they had there. Like Chef Philip Lopez did like the fried chicken and cotton candy concoction thing. I mean, there's so much stuff. But anytime there's like a new food I haven't tried, I totally try it, which is something I tell everybody. Definitely try everything.
Definitely.
Yes. Now, when you're not busy editing and eating, what's your favorite pastime?
I love traveling. Lately, I've lived in Louisiana for about almost 3.5 years. And whenever I have a day or two, I love to just get in my car and go somewhere new. Because there are so many great little communities scattered throughout the state that are all doing different interesting things, but I just want to see all of it.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I love finding new restaurants. Oh, my gosh, like, you know, sometimes you'll just find, like, maybe, like, a hole in the wall you never knew was there, or you're just driving around, like, hey, I never noticed that restaurant. Then you go eat there, and all of a sudden it becomes your favorite place. You're like, how did I never notice this restaurant? Like, oh, my gosh, it tastes so amazing. Like, the food is amazing. And, you know, there's always those restaurants that you're just like, wow. So I do love that. And I love traveling, too. Whenever I travel, it's always centered around food. It just, you know, if I'm like I'm going to New York this weekend and it's all centered around food. I'll be at the food festival and we're going out to dinner pretty much every night with someone, you know, that we know in New York. And we get to try new food. So I love that. I mean, traveling is so awesome and you get to, you know, taste things from other parts of the world and taste what other people like to eat there. So it's really great.
Definitely.
Now, lastly, here's a wacky off-the-wall food question. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
Well, you know, there are plenty of great chefs and celebrities that I would love to cook with, but really, I kind of wish I could cook with either of my grandmothers. They were both really great cooks, and I could have learned a lot from them. My nanny made a fantastic red gravy, and my oma had a German plum cake that I keep trying to make, and it's just never as good as how I remember it.
Oh, yeah, those are great, and I have the same problem. Like, my papi made the most amazing black beans, and we still cannot get the black beans right. He never gave us recipes, so you definitely have to get the recipes, or you'll never be able to make it again, like, ever. I mean, we can't get it right. We've been trying for years.
Well, that's what you got to do. You have to keep trying, because that keeps the memory alive.
You totally. You know. Never know. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Daniel, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Thank you for having me. It was really wonderful.
You're welcome. You've shown us that good Louisiana cooking can be found all over our state and that delicious dishes are only a bite away. If you want to find out more about Daniel Schumacher and Louisiana Cooking Magazine, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to go visit a new restaurant while we take a break. I'm Kid Jeff Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. At 14, you've become a teenager and are ready to move on to the next phase of your years. The squeals and screams are replaced by slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel. does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it. And at a very young age, you're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook. I'm Kid Chef Eliana on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket. Today's secret ingredient is poppy seeds. But before that, I just wanted to say that I was not in Louisiana cooking with Emerald on the cover. It was actually Louisiana Kitchen and Culture. Just want to say that I totally mixed it up. My mistake. But now let's talk about poppy seeds. Poppy seeds are small dried seeds that have a nutty flavor. Poppy seeds are found in the head of the poppy plant, and the seeds are used primarily in baking. The poppy plant is native to Asia. It was used as a condiment as early as the first century. Poppy seeds have long been used for its medicinal properties. They're associated with sleep and often used to treat insomnia. In ancient Greece, poppy seeds were sacred to Hypnos, the god of sleep. The poppy seed was introduced by Hippocrates as medicine. Here's a recipe for lemon poppy seed scones. I learned how to make these at Noka and they taste so good. Scone ingredients. 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 3 tablespoons of white sugar, 3/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/8 teaspoon of salt, 6 tablespoons of cold butter cut into pieces, 4.5 tablespoons of milk, 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 1/4 teaspoon of lemon zest, 1 teaspoon of poppy seeds, and 3/4 teaspoon of vinegar. Glaze ingredients. 2 3/4 tablespoons of powdered sugar, 2 3/4 tablespoons of butter melted, 1 1/4 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 tablespoon of water, or as needed. Scone directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Mix flour, white sugar, baking powder, baking soda, and salt in a large mixing bowl. Mixture resembles stir into flour mixture until moist and neat. Turn out. Stir into flour mixture until moist and turn out onto a lightly floured surface. Knead dough briefly for 5 or 6 turns. Pat or roll dough out onto a 1-inch thick round. Cut into wedges and arrange on a baking sheet, leaving 1 inch between each wedge. Bake until bottom edges are lightly tanned, about 10 minutes. Allow scones to cool for 15 minutes. Glaze directions. While scones are cooling, stir powdered sugar, melted butter, 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice, and vanilla extract into a small bowl until smooth. Stir water into sugar mixture, 1 teaspoon at a time, until mixture is easily drizzled. Drizzle glaze over warm scones. You can find all these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my used toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News. I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Because of growing consumer concerns about long-term health effects of artificial ingredients, Nestle is going all natural this year. They will be taking out artificial flavoring and coloring in most of its chocolate and candy. The candies will receive recipe makeovers and new labels marked with a "no artificial flavors or colors" claim on the front of their packaging. The revamped candy bars are scheduled to hit grocery store shelves in mid-2015. Complete transition should be finished by the end of the year. Would you eat glow-in-the-dark ice cream? The Melbourne-based pop-up ice cream shop, 196 Below, specializes in ice cream made with liquid nitrogen. Now, the process has been taken a step further by adding UV-reactive liquid coloring to it. The additive is said to be completely safe to consume and has been certified by Australia's equivalent of the Food and Drug Administration. The ice cream, which is also vegan, is now available in three different colors / flavors: pine lime, raspberry, and mango passion fruit. A few new New Orleans restaurants to visit: Shaya is an Israeli restaurant that combines classic dishes and flavor combinations with Chef Alon Shaya's contemporary and creative spin. Prestige Station, a cafe that supports the New Orleans Center for the Creative Arts, blends culinary and visual arts to make a homey, intimate, stimulating environment. Pulp and Grind is a coffee shop and juice bar from the minds behind Satsuma, with everything fresh, including house-made pastries. Nationwide casting, the casting team at Think Factory Media, Gene Simmons Family Jewels, and a major cable network are now casting kid chefs. Looking for talented, smart, creative kid chefs, 8 to 14 years old, for two exciting new shows. Please reply ASAP with your name, age, contact info, current photos of your kid chef and family, and why your kid chef would be perfect for the shows. Email them at casting@tfcasting.com with kid chef in the subject line. As always, please forward along to anyone that would be a good fit. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana, so you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's cookbook is River Road Recipes by the Junior League of Baton Rouge. This cookbook gives you the best of Louisiana's famous Creole cooking. It teaches you how to make a roux, the perfect cup of cafe au lait, gumbos, barbecue shrimp, pecan pie, party foods, foods for 50 and more. It also gives you cooking tips to help you out in the kitchen. Now, I love this book. You know, it's really a book that everyone, you know, really knows. But it has so many recipes in here. It's just crazy. I mean, there's soup. There's a borscht in here, which I've made before, which is really delicious. There's even salads in here, such as an old-fashioned cooked salad dressing. There's different like salad dressings in here. There's just all kinds of stuff in here. It's really delicious. There's even green salad for 70 people. So if you ever need to feed 70 people, there's a recipe in here. French market donut, Sunday night quiche, toad in a hole, which I've made before, which is really good. There's stuffed bell peppers, crab and artichoke casserole, crawfish etouffee, everything you can just think of. Shrimp pie, and there's like cakes in here. So there's different sauces and things for cakes and icings, and there's cookies and torts and everything, and it's just really great. And there's even the party foods in here, which is really great. So I love that, and it's got just all kinds of things in here. There's turnovers and different toppings, caramel, and there's even beverages, and anything you could think of is probably in this book, so it's great. Now, over the weekend, my sister Soleil came in from Baton Rouge, and, you know, we just got to hang out and have fun together. But we actually did cook together. So we made some vegan peanut butter cookies, and I actually put candied dates in them too. So peanut butter candy date cookies are really yummy. Since Soleil is vegan, we also made a vegetable noodle soup, and there were just a few other things that we ate. There's like pizza and a few other things, but it was just really delicious. And we went shopping together, shopping with my abuela together. So my abuela took us shopping. That was a lot of fun. So I got some new clothes, and we went grocery shopping together, Soleil and I did, just all different kinds of things. So I really got to hang out and have fun with her, watch movies, and do that too. Well, bake up some scones. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first three guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Soquin Chow, Mickey Gillen, and Jennifer Gross Hill for guessing radishes. Let's talk about radishes. Radishes were first cultivated in China. The crop spread throughout the Northern Hemisphere and into Europe in the 1500s. They are members of the Brassicaceae family. They are related to kale, broccoli, cauliflower, horseradish, and others. Radishes are related to wasabi, a type of horseradish. That explains why radishes have a sort of spiciness when you bite into them. California and Florida have the biggest radish crops in the U.S. Radishes grow rapidly. The scientific name for the genus that includes radishes is Raphanus. It's Greek for quickly appearing. It's snacktivity time. Here, I give you fun, easy breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Kathleen Jevia's pot de crème. This is so delicious and chocolatey. Ingredients: 1 12-ounce bag of semi-sweet chocolate, 4 room temperature eggs, 2 tablespoons of vanilla, 1 cup of hot liquid, hot coffee for mocha, hot tea, or hot milk. There's a pinch of salt and whipped cream, optional. In a blender, chop chocolate into smaller pieces. Add eggs, vanilla, hot liquid, and salt. Blend until smooth. Pour into ramekins and refrigerate for 2 hours to overnight. Top with whipped cream, optional. Hey, young chefs, you're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for Louisiana Cookin's mini crawfish pies. These mini pies look so delicious. Ingredients: 14.1-ounce package of refrigerated pie crust, 1/2 16-ounce package of thick-cut bacon, cut into 1/8-inch pieces, 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, 3 tablespoons of chopped chives, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of ground black pepper, half a cup of milk, two large eggs, and half of a 12-ounce package of crawfish tails, chopped. Directions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Unroll pie crust onto a lightly floured work surface. Cut 24 3.5-inch circles from crust and press into 24 mini muffin cups. Prick sides and bottom of crust with a fork. In a large skillet, cook bacon over medium heat until bacon is cooked and crisp, 22 to 24 minutes. In a medium bowl, add bacon, cheese, chives, flour, salt, pepper, milk, and eggs. Whisk to combine. Gently stir in crawfish to combine. Divide mixture evenly among crusts. Bake on bottom oven rack until lightly golden brown and puffy, about 15 minutes. Serve warm. Makes 24 mini pies. It's time for kitchen crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make lunch love notes. Supplies. One lunch container, note paper, and a pen. Instructions. Step 1. Pick a special lunch container. Step 2. Place a love note or a note of appreciation inside. Surprise! The instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefElianna.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Pinterest approved award-winning cookbook and the Latino Book Award, Cool Kids Indiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. And so, this past weekend, while Soleil was still here, we celebrated my dad's birthday, and he had been dying for me to make pretzels for him. He kept saying, hey, you're gonna make some pretzels? Oh, I want to make pretzels. Oh, I want to eat some pretzels. And then finally was like, oh, great, this is his birthday's coming. I'll just make him some pretzels. So I went to the kitchen, and I started prepping everything, and then I was like, Soleil, Dad, come in here. And they're like, what? And I was like, you're going to learn how to make pretzels. And then Dad was like, oh, yay. And I was like, so you can help me? He was like, oh, no, I just kind of want to eat the pretzels. You can make the pretzels. But anyways, Soleil helped me make the pretzels and roll them out and do that. I actually thought that was fun, and, you know, how you had to make the baking soda, water mixture, and add the pretzels to the boiling water for 15 seconds, and then put them on the pan, stick them in the oven. You know, the baking soda helps it make that nice, beautiful brown and crisp crust up. So it was really fun. So they learned how to make pretzels, and they were really tasty. I just did one that was black Himalayan salt, and then I also did black sea salt, and then the other one was a ginger sesame pretzel that was amazing. And then Soleil made an agave mustard dipping sauce for the pretzels, and that just tasted really, really great. So but I actually like set up the pretzels on a plate, and then like stuck a instead of a cake, it got pretzels, and I put a candle in the middle and lit it, and then, you know, we sang happy birthday and all that. So that was really great. And that was his present from me. But then, at NOCA, this is really exciting, but as you know, we have been, you know, installing equipment and everything for our new kitchen. So we'll have two kitchens, but this new one is bigger and better and just amazing. So we've been watching all the equipment been put in. So most of the equipment has been put in. Some of the stuff we're still waiting on, but kitchen area is all finished and the dish pit's done and the bake shop is done. We're just working on stuff for the butcher shop right now. So that is so awesome. And dry storage is ready. It'd just be easier for us to take everything from the kitchen we're currently in right now and move it over to the new one, and just reopen both kitchens next year. So it'd just be way easier. So we're going to do that. But we actually just like spent all day cleaning the kitchen, like detailing the dish pit and scrubbing the tables and doing that. Just really making it like perfect and spotless and everything. So we've been doing that. We even like set up some of the like equipment in there, like putting like the shelves in and stuff like that. But it's so awesome. And we actually got to like walk in and like to the kitchen, like with it actually set up. We haven't like been in there since the like only like 3 or 4 pieces of the equipment came in before, and we were cleaning those. So this is like, it was just so exciting being in the new kitchen. It just made us all so happy. And when we walked in to the walk-in fridge and walk-in freezer, it was amazing, because the walk-in fridge, first of all, is about maybe 3.5 times the size of our walk-in fridge we have now. It's ridiculously huge. It is incredible, though. And then you walk through the fridge to get to the freezer, and the freezer is about 3 times the size of our freezer now, which is awesome, because our walk-in freezer can fit like 3 people at the max. Even 2 people, you start feeling a little claustrophobic. But I mean, it's really awesome. So it was just so exciting seeing that. It just brought us so much joy. And you will never, I don't know if you'll ever understand how excited you can be for a dish pit. I mean, I know it doesn't sound exciting, but we're just so excited because you can actually fit 3 people in a dish pit this time, because the one that we have now is just kind of so small and crammed. We have like a dish pit room, literally a room, and we have like the thing where you put the dishes through, like kind of like a dishwasher, and it goes, like you rinse it and it goes through and it's all clean, and a drying rack, and it's so fabulous. So you can't wait. So we should be moving in like any day now. So I'm so excited. Yay. Well, that's all for this week. I'll leave you with this quote from Henry Ford. Failure is the only opportunity to begin again, only this time more wisely. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by Kidstar and Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the Kidstar album of the month. Kidstar, we empower kids. Bon appetit. I'll see you next week.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the Kidstar Album of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with 8 arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it, yeah. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one I found, it helps me stay alive. I'm an octopus and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah.
Whiz Pops from the Kidstar album of the month.